Triple Crown winner American Pharoah has arrived at Saratoga Racecourse, walking off a horse van and into his new surroundings for a few days before running in the Traverse Stakes. The first Triple Crown winner in 37 years is the 1-5 favorite in a 10-horse field for the Traverse on Saturday. He is trained by Bob Baffert. If American Pharoah starts, the Traverse purse increases $350,000 to $1.6 million, with the winner earning $850,000. Meanwhile, horse racing fans are invited to Saratoga today to see the return of Champion Funnyside, the first New York horse to win the Kentucky Derby in 2003. Funnyside went on to win the second leg of the Triple Crown before being defeated in Belmont. In baseball, in the American League, Toronto gained a 2-game lead in the AL East over New York after beating Texas 12-4. Houston tripled up the Yankees 6-2, and Boston blanked the White Sox 3-0. In the National League, the Mets took a 6.5-game lead over Washington after beating Philadelphia 9-4. San Diego edged the Nationals 6-5. Two-time Pro Bowl defensive end O.C. Umanyora has retired as a member of the New York Giants. Umanyora signed a one-day contract yesterday and announced his retirement after 12 NFL seasons, the first 10 with New York and last two in Atlanta. He won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants. Meanwhile, Rex Grossman has been signed by the Atlanta Falcons to compete for the backup quarterback job behind Matt Ryan. Grossman, who hasn't thrown an NFL pass since 2011, helped Chicago go 13-3 in 2006 and reach the Super Bowl. He's 26-22 in his career since getting drafted in the first round 12 years ago. The St. Louis Rams could be a little closer to returning to Los Angeles after Missouri's legislative budget leaders said they oppose spending taxpayer money on a new football stadium. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, the 2024 Olympics plan has stalled amid questions about potential runaway costs and the impact on neighborhoods already strangled by traffic and congestion. Seventh-seeded Agnieszka Radwańska of Poland beat France's Alice Cornet 6-4, 6-2 yesterday to advance to the Connecticut Open quarterfinals.